It is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
Bear ourselves, that if the British Empire and its commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Skype of Cthulhu presents World War Cthulhu, Darkest Hour.
All right, I think we can get started.
Oh, can we?
Actually, we're gonna start with. Let's do the following. So Matt can put the headset down.
Okay.
So we do the, you know,
yep.
Where are we at? And then, you know, you join back in and we continue.
Okay, just message me when you want me back.
Yes, will do. All right. So maybe you, Edwin, can start doing the recap.
Do you want just Thelma, or do you want an overall recap?
You know, maybe no, maybe an overall recap is good.
So the overall is that I don't have the notes. That the what are your names again? Sorry, brain damaged.
Leo Mullins, Jimmy Strumond.
Drummond, that's right. Okay, so Drummond and Leo there had just I'll get the notes up here. Had gone into this crazy complex through the back door. They'd gone in, crept over a boulder, and gone down a long passageway, and kept on going. Went through a room that was full of storage boxes, but the boxes were only there apparently to hide an opening to another tunnel. And they followed that tunnel down, and eventually. Made it to a large cavern with tree roots coming through the ceiling, and in the middle was a some kind of a ghost sled, and it was surrounded by standing rocks, a circle of stones or statues. And this had been presaged in the fake office room with a wall poster painting on the wall. And so they decided that wasn't quite spooky enough, and they followed the sled tracks, which had some animal footprints as well, but they seemed to be standing up horses or something like that. And they made it just a little bit farther when they caught sight of a creature who turned out to be a satyr or faun, something of that nature, who threw the head of one of our colleagues, one of the locals who we've been working with, who also has a name, and which I will get to very soon, but one of our good buddies, and they ran, and eventually they calmed down, and they ran some more, and Drummond crept out of the rock and was practically instantly surrounded by people with torches and probably clubs and stuff. and he was unable to fight his way out. So he was captured, and Leo watched bravely from behind the rock. And after he thought they were clear, he started to look out, and he is just following them into the woods. And that's where we left the two of them, I believe. And Thelma, in the meantime, had a somewhat unnerving time during the afternoon with the daughter of Descharette, and had refused to go into the forest despite repeated pressure because she was scared of the woods, and but had a fine time, failed a bunch of rolls, came home alive and sane, and waited for a while. She sent a new message to HQ to find out about the to report that the it appears that the what's his name? Milos? No, that's some guy over here.
Who? Malo.
Malo.
Thank you. Yeah.
Malo. That Malo is seems to be dead. She didn't use the name, but she just sort of said that our person we're supposed to contact is dead, figuring that that would or missing. I think she said dead though. She got some strange music on the channels before that, which was disturbing. And after dinner got cold and ruined, she was upset with the boys, not really. She went across the street to the bar, and nobody had seen them, so she started walking towards the mine to see if she could get any sign of them up there, since she knew that the two of them had been headed that way. And that was about 10 p.m. when she started her walk. I feel like the capture of Drummond was earlier, but it was after dark. And that's about where we're at, I think.
Sounds about right. All right. So something I wanted to add is that the animals, well, the creatures that you saw, it was a hornet animal, not a horny animal.
I think satyrs are both traditionally.
Yeah, just right? To be clear, right? So,
I mean, they have horns for a reason.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I forgot about that, the most important part.
Okay, so I'm going to bring Matt back, and we're going to start actually with him, okay?
Sweet. I look forward to it.
Okay, I'm back.
All right.
Hello.
So, Matt, we're going to start with you.
Yep.
So, do you remember the last thing you were doing?
I had just talked to the priest.
That is correct. So, you were heading out of the church after talking to him, right?
Right. And I was going to head back probably to the room that the house that they had rented.
Right. And the thing is that as soon as you come out of the church, you start coming down the stairs lead to the main door.
Sure.
And you see Ferran in a motorcycle stopping right in front of you and yelling to you, Get here, Barnes! Get on the bike! We gotta go! Hurry!
All right.
He looks very, very excited, like in a hurry.
Sure. Well, I trust him. I will run towards the motorcycle and hop on. Grab him and grab a seat.
All right. He starts driving away. And,
what's going
he
on?
Starts, we're in deep trouble! We've been betrayed! He yells, you know, he's pretty much, he turns his head to scream at you, basically, because heading out at full speed out of the town.
Let me guess, Albert Toulon.
As you are guessing that, right? But I don't believe he's alone.
That bastard. Where are we going?
You can tell that he is running pretty much in that direction of the landing site where you first landed when you arrived here. So that's pretty much the direction he's taking. We need to hide in the woods for a while, Liz, while we figure out what to do.
I've got to tell my compatriots.
Yeah, we need to come after them, but I think it's too late. Let me explain you once we get there. So he keeps heading down the road.
Okay.
Eventually, he gets into, you know, exits the road, gets into the woods, kind of leave the motorcycle there. Let's go. Let's meet with the others. He keeps going into the woods for, you know, some 50 minutes. Towards the site where you originally landed, as I said, as you remember, that was a pretty safe site.
Right.
It was kind of away from the city, away from the other houses. It was a secure site. So it makes sense that, you know, that's a good place to talk. And as you approach the site, not exactly on the opening, but from the road towards the opening, you meet with Bertin Beliak and Yiscar Bressan, mm-hmm. who were two of the men you were working with, right? You can see them very nervous. They're both smoking.
I'll give them a nod.
Man,
so now, tell me the details.
How do you know it was Toulon?
Well, I just guessed. The way he left the other night after we talked about our plans, stalked off, and then the truck having all those wires cut. Who else could it have been?
Where have you been all day? We've been looking for you, man.
Some reconnaissance in town. Met with my colleagues for a while and then needed to check out some leads that they had. Wanted to check out the lay of the land around the police station and the town hall.
Okay. Make a psychology roll.
I'm going to spend 3 points to make that a success.
Okay. Yeah, you do notice they are very agitated, and they are, at least Ferran, you can tell that he, you know, he's probably not sure that he can talk to you openly. You know, you see him hesitating when he talks to you. Like, you know, maybe you need to regain their trust.
Got it. So, gents, what happened? What did Toulon do?
They exchanged looks, and then Ferran speaks again and says, they went to the farm. And they got mock team.
Who did?
We don't know. We don't know. We went to the farm and it was too late. It was a mess, and there was some blood. We don't know where Jack or Helena are. But you know, on the way out, we ran into Toulon. but he ran in the opposite direction. We couldn't catch him. We kind of run after him for a while, but then we lost sight of him. We don't know what is going on.
You think he went to the authorities or to maybe there's a group of others that he's convinced aligned against you?
I don't know. We haven't seen a lot of Nazi movement in town, you know. But we're pretty sure that he should have told someone about us, about the plot.
I'm sorry about Helena. I'm sure we'll be able to get her freed.
And Jack.
And Jacques, yes.
What do we do? What can we do? Do you have guns? Do we blow the mine? We need to hurry. We don't have a lot of time left. If he betrays us with the Nazis, and they are the ones that get a hold of Martin and his wife, then we're doomed. Probably he told all our plots to the Nazis already. I don't know.
Well, if that's the case, then I guess we should stay away from the town.
Whatever it is, your cover might be blown by now.
Well, we need to... you guys don't have any supplies? You don't have any weapons or explosives?
Well, we have some guns, but we were expecting you had some more.
Yes, we were waiting for our next supply drop from back home. We may have to go collect some of it from the Germans. You gents have guns on you right now?
They shake their heads. No, we don't.
Shit.
Oh, we can go back to town and I can fetch them, but I just had enough time to go and look for you. I've been looking for you the whole day, man.
Well, it took me a while to walk to town, and then, as I said, I've been scoping things out, trying to figure out where the best place to make our strike is. I was hoping that you would have been able to collect some supplies, some explosives, but all right, we got to do what we can do.
Don't you have some with you? Didn't you bring some explosives on the first day?
So, Randall, I know we had some supplies like the radio and so forth, but did we have anything like that? I'm just not remembering.
Yeah, you do. You do okay. Have with you, yeah.
And is it in the house? Is that the last place I saw it anyway?
The radio is. I think the explosives and stuff might still be out at the farm.
Indeed. Yeah, you only took the radio to the apartment.
Okay.
But
yeah,
explosives and some of the guns and all that, you left them in the farm.
Okay.
But
I just remember I was unsuccessful at hiding all of that stuff, so I thought maybe we relocated it, but okay. So I'll tell him that then that we've got some supplies back at the farm hidden in the pigsty.
Okay. So maybe we should wait for the cover of the night and then go and strike.
I'm worried that they'll be watching the farm, though.
Well, more the reason to wait.
Agreed. So Randall, we're up by the trying to find the map here. We're up by the forest.
Yeah, it's at the corner of Shit Creek and without a paddle.
But this landing strip is.
Let me look for the map on the notes so I can give you a more specific location.
So I see Martine's Farm, the Devil's Field.
Yeah, you're very close to Devil's Field. That's where you landed. There you go.
And is it sort of late afternoon, or what time of the day is it right now?
Remember, you come from the town. It is late afternoon already because you spend the whole day, you know, going around and talking to the priest and all that.
Yeah.
It's already starting to get dark. It's not just fully dark just yet. You bypass the ruins and the mansion, and you head into Devil's Field. You see the monastery ruins?
I do, yep.
And the mine on the right, so there's that road in between Devil's Field and the mine, and that's where you kind of cut in order to get into the woods. So all that space in between the Devil's Field and the road, you know, is kind of a forest. It's not very thick, though. The thickest part goes beyond where Devil's Field is.
Okay, got it. So, how did you guys get here? Are you do you have a vehicle, or did you hike over here?
Well, I got the motorcycle, and we kind of made this our rendezvous point after we rush and we run into Albert Toulon.
So I think that the rest of you should go stake out the farm, wait for nightfall, and then approach. Toulon he's not here.
No, the ones that are there with you are Bertin Belliac, and Bresson. So you got with you Bresson, Belliac, and Ferrand.
Leon Ferrand. Okay, so Leon, why don't you and I go back to town on the motorcycle, and we'll try to talk to my companions. The other two of you go scope out the farm, and we'll meet you there. And I'll tell them where the equipment is.
Okay. I'm just not sure if we should all go to the farm instead. We gotta act quickly, you know. I know that your friends may be in danger, but if we don't go for our supplies and we don't get ready to act, you know, it's only gonna be Belliac and Bresson against whoever we're against, either the Nazis or the Toulon. I don't know.
Randall, do I think we could hike over to the farm on foot, all of us, by the time it gets dark?
Yes, you can.
All right.
When you arrive to the farm, it's going to be dark already.
Yeah, that's fine.
See that from the point where you are at, you can go to the farm. Of course, you will have to get into kind of the forest, but not the thickest part, right?
Right.
You see some fields and whatnot.
Okay. So we'll sort of skirt as much of the forest as we can, go around the ruins, and head towards the farm, leaving the motorcycle here.
Yeah, you see the kind of the green spot on top, right? That's kind of the thick of the forest. That's where Drummond got lost the day you landed.
Yep.
And if you see that you need to cross from where you're at, let's say you are where the Devil's Field letters are, you can go from there to Martin's farm. It's going to take you a while, but you can get there.
After, that's fine. I just,
after it is dark.
I'll just explain to Ferrand that I'd rather stay out of the forest as much as possible.
Okay, makes sense. As long as we don't run into any Nazis patrols, we should be good. Do you have a gun on you?
All I have is this pistol. I pull out my Webley.
Okay, I have the other one guns, with me.
The other guns are back at the farm.
Okay, they don't have anything, but I have one with me, says Ferrand.
All right, well, let's make some good time. We need to get there and then get back to town if we can. Maybe we can fix the truck up, or maybe there's another vehicle there.
Okay. Okay, it takes you some time. You know, you're going slow and getting across. Ferrand is kind of leading the way. You kind of get lost at some point, but then you find the way again. It gets dark, and then you're going, you know, through the fields in the dark. You see some lights, you know, in the distance, maybe on the other side of the road that you left behind. You know, the road that leads to the mine.
Yeah.
And at some point you arrive to the farm, and the lights of the farm are all off.
Sure. So just as we've been sort of going through the fields here, do any of these guys seem like they're a little more stealthy than the others? I mean, are they all sort of bumbling through the fields and whatnot, or are any of them?
You can see they're more likely following your lead. Yeah. You know, sometimes they just stop and they follow you. And when you approach the farm, you can tell that pretty much they're just waiting for you to act.
Okay.
Given that you're the expert, actually.
So they could have left, I'm saying this now to them, they could have left someone watching the farm. I'm afraid that if they've informed the Germans on us, there might be watchers.
Okay.
So stay low, stay as quiet as you can.
Where do you have the explosives?
In the pigsty. We have some other weapons in there as well.
Okay. You lead the way.
All right. So I will try to be as sneaky as I can. Is there any moonlight out, or is it pretty dark?
No, you know, there's some moonlight. Okay. It's a cloudy night, but still, you can, you know, you have some light. You can make a spell hit him, actually.
Okay. No, I failed.
Okay. So what's your plan, Mr. Barnes?
Sneaking from tree to building to tree to bush to get up to the pigsty, or the building where we had hidden the stuff in the mud.
Okay. You arrive to the picture eventually without anyone that you can see.
Okay. I'll tell them, or I assume they're following me.
Right, they are. Right? Okay. They're following
me. Go in there, under those planks of wood in the left corner, pull those up, you'll see the crates under there, they're under a tarp. I'm going to go check out the house.
Okay. They rush towards the pig shed as you approach the house, the farm.
Okay. I'm going to sneak up to one of the windows, maybe the kitchen window, sneak along the side of the house and try to peek in there and see if I can see anything inside.
It is dark. You know, no lights have been turned on in the in the house.
Sure. It's basically what I wanted to check. I'll just sort of make a circuit of the house. I probably didn't leave my other equipment in there, like my gun. I think I have a rifle. It's probably in the pigsty as well. So I will head back to the pigsty and see what they, if they've made any progress on pulling the stuff up. Did I lose you?
Sorry, I had you mute. Yeah.
Okay, so
you're not entering the house, right?
No, I just basically wanted to skirt the house, looking in the windows as I skirted around the house. And if I see nothing, which if it's dark, I probably won't. Basically, I want to see if there were any lights.
That's what is happening, right? It's really dark.
Okay.
No, everything is soft.
Yeah, and I have nothing really to gain in the house, so I'm going to go back to the pigsty. Go into the shed.
Okay. So... So yeah, you can see them, you know, getting a lot of the guns. Actually, you had some good supplies there, and you have some explosives as well.
Sure. Okay, so I'll grab one of these packs of explosives and my rifle, and I assume that they're sort of doing the same thing. I don't know how much of this stuff we can get. Ferrand, how are we going to get all this stuff out of here? I guess we'll have to carry it. Where are we going to go? You guys have any other places you can store this stuff?
Well, actually, I was hoping to maybe talk to your friends. Listen, I've been thinking if the Toulon have spoken with the Nazis. There will be soldiers here, don't you think, Barnes?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps. Maybe they're, as I said, keeping an eye out on the farm. So what do you suspect has happened then, Ferrand? If he hasn't gone to the Germans, what has he done?
I have no idea. You know, the Toulon are a very old family, very kind of they have been here, you know, for a few centuries. They have these the orchards, the farm not far away from the mine. They're powerful and
well, maybe they have Helena and Jacques there. Maybe they're holding Helena and Jacques.
Why? Just because they wanted to sabotage our mission? I mean, that could be, you know, something that we can benefit from, you know, if they haven't spoke with the Nazis yet. But why them, Barnes? I cannot make any sense of it. Why didn't they just leave us and, you know, just stay away from what we were planning to do? And instead, why getting Jack and Elena?
Your guess is as good as mine at this point. I don't have all the information. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry, my friend.
I don't know. Maybe we should just forget about Jack and blow the mine.
Uh,
And you can see that Berliak turns to him and says, "We got the explosives. We can do it. We can do it, Liam."
I...
Ugh.
Make a luck roll.
No.
Okay.
Listen, Frond, what is it that you're trying to accomplish here by blowing up the mine?
Well, what I suppose you were here for, to sabotage the Nazis' supplies.
Well, that's one of the goals. The longer-term goal is to establish a foothold in this part of France for our agents. Listen, we can go to the mine, but I think we should try to figure out what's happened with Jacques Martin and his wife.
Yeah, they kind of exchange looks and they kind of agree in silence with you. I guess you're right. We owe that to Jacques.
Fran, did you go inside the house? Where were you when you discovered that they were missing? Or how did you discover that they were missing?
Well, we're coming back to meet with Jack, you know, to continue with our plans. And that's, you know, when we saw the blood and we saw the mess, you miss it because everything is too dark. But it was a complete mess inside the house.
So you went into the house.
Yeah. Yeah, we did, yeah. With you,
all right.
There was some blood in the floor.
All right, well, maybe it is worth looking around the house a bit then.
And on the way out is when we spot Albert kind of hiding, and then he started running. I don't know if he had anything to do with it or if he's just scared. I don't know. I'm just confused now.
All right. Well, before we head over in that direction, let's go check out the house a bit then.
Okay. So you go back.
Yeah, with them.
Okay.
So I've got like a satchel bag of explosives and ammunition.
Okay. I'll give you another split helium by half. A heart split helium.
Heart. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Fail.
All right.
I'm blind. Blind as a bat.
All right. So, as I said, they're kind of waiting for you to lead the way. So, you're heading...
Sure.
You know, Leo is right behind you, and Beliak and Brisson, they're younger, right? So they actually look after Leo to kind of lead.
Okay.
But at the same time, Leo sees you as the expert, you know? So
right.
so they're kind of looking into you to do the, you know, to be their leader.
All right. So let's go to the back door of the house, and I'm going to have the two of you, and I point to the two younger men, stay out here and cover our backs. Do you know how to use those guns?
Yes, we do.
All right, good. Make sure there's a magazine in there and that the safety's off.
Okay.
All
right. So let me make a roll here. You go to the house from the
back,
right?
Yeah, and there's probably some kind of back entrance.
Yeah, there's one. It was, you know, one that... the kitchen had an exit towards
kind of the back of the farm.
Sure. So go up, listen at the door, assuming that I don't hear anything. Push it open.
Okay. Yeah, you don't hear anything. You push it open. You're inside the kitchen now.
All right, I'm familiar with the layout of the kitchen, so I'll go to maybe where I've seen Helena keep the matches, and I'll light up a match and find a candle or something.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty easy for you. You've been living there for a few days. You manage pretty well yourself around the house, and you find the candles.
So, Ferrand, where... he's in here with me?
Yes, he's there.
Okay. Ferrand, where did you see the blood?
So, as soon as you turn the... light the candle...
Yeah.
You can see that the kitchen is a mess. There are a couple of shirts that are broken, actually.
Mm.
There's kind of food... food on the floor of the kitchen, mm-hmm. and you can also notice the broken bottle of alcohol that Jack used to drink from, and not far away from that broken bottle in the floor, you can see a pool of blood.
Okay. Are there any spent cartridges on the floor or anything like that? Or
okay, make a spell hidden.
68 is a success.
Okay, no, you don't find it, but what you do notice is kind of some blood. In the wall of the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
right? So you can guess. Make an idea roll.
Okay. 05. So.
Okay, that's good. So yeah, you can take a look at the pool of blood, and you can see the splash of blood in the wall, and you can. Easily determine that might be, someone caught him.
The spray of blood on the wall.
The spray from a slice from a knife or, something very sharp.
Okay.
And as you're doing that, let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
Make a luck roll.
That's a 19, which is less than half, so it's a hard success.
Okay. So as you are looking at it, you kind of bend a little bit to inspect more the pool of blood, and at that moment you hear a shot. The window of the kitchen explodes into pieces, and you hear the something hitting the wall behind you.
Okay. Duck down. Try to get cover. Actually, there's the kitchen table in here. I'll sort of flip the kitchen table on its side so that it's facing that window that got shot out.
Okay.
Actually, did it sound like a bullet hit the wall, or?
Yeah, a bullet.
Okay.
Definitely a bullet. You are a soldier, so you know sure. that was, and right after you turn the table again, you hear another shot piercing okay. through the table, and you can see kind of splinters of pieces of the table kind of blowing all directions. You can see that Ferran is on the floor, kind of crawling away towards the exit in the back of okay. the kitchen.
Does the shot, did it seem like it came from the direction of where we were, like through that back door?
No.
In that direction?
No, it's the opposite direction.
The opposite. Okay.
Yep.
So I'm going to follow him and basically crawl towards that back door. Say, come on, Fran, let's go.
Okay. Make another luck roll.
The luck. That's a fail.
Okay. For how much did you fail?
By like 30, no, more than that, 47 points.
Okay, and Ferran was luckier than you. And you hear another shot, and he hits you this time. Hits you on the shoulder as you were crawling away.
Okay.
Let's see.
Can I dive for cover? Is that an option in this?
Well, you know, as
I'm already kind of crawling, so.
Yeah, you were already crawling and trying to get away, so that's pretty much what you're doing. So you're not going to get a lot of damage, though. So let's see. The shot. All right. Kind of, you know, it's not a direct shot, you know, because the shooter is shooting in the dark, and you take only 2 points of damage for the shot.
Ouch. Move it, Ferran.
Move.
I've been hit. Keep going.
And you can start. You can hear some shots coming from the opposite direction, but not towards you, right? So, here, hurry! You hear Beliak and Brisson yelling at you.
Oh, well, I'll move in that direction as fast as I can.
Come on, man! And they kind of take a shot at, you know, whoever is shooting at you, but also they're shooting in the dark.
Yep.
And then it stops.
Okay.
Just like it began. No one's shooting at you anymore. And you are there with, you know, the four of you are reunited at the other side of the farm.
Is anybody hurt?
Do you see him?
Saw nothing.
No, we're okay. We heard the shots and we came for you.
All right, let's move out. Let's head back in the direction of the mine.
Okay, so you are following the map.
Yep.
Right. You head back towards the mine. Are you going towards the direction of the mansion, or where do you want to hit the road?
Well, I want to stay away from the forest as much as possible.
Okay.
So I guess, from Martine's farm, we'll head. There's that road that goes over to the orchards.
Yes.
Just south of the mansion. So let's head in that direction. And I'll see if I can convince them to go to Loans.
Okay.
And at some point when we stop for a brief rest, I'll see if I can tear off a piece of shirt and tie it around my wound.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that on the
first
way
aid.
On the way there.
Okay. So succeed, hard success on my first aid roll.
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, it's just 1 point, right?
It's just 1 point now.
Yeah.
Okay. So 13. Okay. So as we're going, all right, we've got the goods now. I really think we should try to find out what's happened to Jacques Martin.
Okay. So you're heading towards the that road, at least to get to Lons Orchards, and maybe what we can do again, Matt, is if you put down the headset, I'm gonna move to the other guys, and then like in 20 minutes we'll get back to you. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Did you just say in like 20 minutes we'll get back to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't expect this to take less than 20 minutes. All right. So we're going to start actually with Leo. Leo, you're following the guys that are taking Drummond.
Drummond, right.
Right.
Through the goddamn forest. Freaking nighttime. Goddamn France.
No, actually, you know what? You don't see him heading towards the direction of the forest. They got through the forest, of course.
Okay.
Because the mines around it. But they're heading towards the main road.
Well, I'm going to follow him at a distance so that I can tail him and see where they're going.
Okay. On the way there, you can see kind of Drummond giving them trouble, right? Trying to get away, and they keep pushing him and
whatnot. God damn it, Drummond! Just chill out. I'm thinking, talking to myself. Freaking Scottish, always so fighty. So I'm gonna try and can I try and sneak and get within like listening distance so I can maybe hear what they're talking about?
You can, but that's very risky though. Up to you.
Okay, well then I'll just wait. I'll just stay out of sight so I can follow them back to wherever they're going. And okay. I'll try and keep Drummond in view if I can.
Yeah, that's something that you can do because they are using some torches, right?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you follow them for about 20 minutes or so. You can see that they arrived to the main road. And you can tell they're heading towards a big farm.
Okay.
And in the map, for you to know, they're heading towards what is marked as the Toulon's orchards. Now, that's... I'm not completely sure that you know...
where I'm at.
That you know the farm. Yeah, you know the farm. But at least that's the direction they're heading.
Would I be able to make a navigate roll to maybe... see where I'm at?
Yeah, you can do that.
Oh, exactly 25. Perfect.
Yeah, you kind of look back in the dark. And you can kind of you understand that you pretty much are coming from the mine towards the main road, and then you started going again through the not through the main road, but they kind of get into the forest. Again, it's not a thick part of it, but going towards kinda... the Toulon's orchards.
Okay.
Toulon's orchards, yeah.
Just cutting through.
Exactly, just cutting through.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have my handgun pulled out this whole time, and I'm just following and waiting. I'm trying to see where they're going to take Drummond.
Okay. Alright, so after a while, you're pretty sure that's where they are taking him. To the farm.
Okay, yeah, but which building? Which place? I mean, I have a plan. There, I just need to know where he's going to be.
There's kind of a big house in the property. And
okay.
It's pretty easy to spot as they enter the house. They kind of, as they approach, they turn off the torches, and then they just continue towards the house.
Okay. Are there any bushes or, like, shrubs around the edge of the house?
Yes, they are.
Okay, perfect. And is there a barn?
There is a barn, yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, I think what my plan is going to be... is going to go break into the barn and use a cigarette as a delay fuse and set the barn on fire and then when it, and then go hide in the bushes next to the house. And then as soon as some people start running towards the barn and trying to work out the fire, then I'm going to sneak into the house and get Drummond.
Okay, so that's your plan. Very good. We'll get to that in a minute. So we're going to go with Thelma. Thelma, you left your...
He shoots them as they come out of the barn. Oh, sorry.
You left the apartment.
Correct.
And you were heading towards the mine, you said, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay, let's make a luck roll.
Ooh, not so much.
No? Okay. Nope. Okay, so where are you heading to?
So I am headed up the road, past the orchard, and then I'll hang a left on the mine road, and I'm going to probably walk off to the side of the road. I'm worried about Nazi patrols, because obviously it would be very hard to explain being out in the middle of the night walking around. So I will run up the side of the road, and then when I get to the mine road, I will take a left and head up there.
Okay.
And if I see the first sign of headlights or anything like that, I'll duck off. Yeah, all the way up to the mine.
Okay. So, missing that important lock roll, you head to the mine.
Storyteller. Okay. Yep.
And, it is already dark. No one is currently working. The only thing that you see some lights on is the office of the mine.
And would I think that this would be our friend Descharette Jr. there, based on conversations with Leo? It seems like that would have been something. If he had described his adventure, Raymond.
Oh, you mean Claude?
I mean Claude. Son? I do.
Yeah.
Yep. Claude the son.
Okay. Yeah, Claude the son, and remember that he was kind of friends with Helena's brother, Luis Valor.
Right. And is it Valor who's really the rebel with us, or?
Yeah, Valor is the inside mine for the mine.
Okay, yeah, so Valor is who I mean. Valor is the one that Mullins went to get the maps of the
exactly.
mine.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, Valor. So this right. is Valor's office based on Mullins' description?
Yeah, you're pretty sure. Yeah, right. It's pretty easy, you know. The mine, you see a lot of... machinery lying around, and you see, you know, some offices outside, and you can see that the lights of the offices are lit. So it is definitely if someone is in the mine, is in the office.
So yeah, so she will try to sneak up and try to look in to a window and see if she can see Valor somewhere.
Okay, make a Spohean roll.
That one is an 03.
Okay, and what about a sneak roll?
Let's see, sneak is there at 10%. That's an 87.
Okay. You approach the office, and you can peek through the window. Mm-hmm. Since you failed your sneak roll, they're gonna see you. You know,
well, they need to make a spot hidden roll.
But you at least manage to see what is happening inside because of the spot hidden roll.
Okay.
You can see Valor and another man that you haven't met. Making out.
Oh, excellent.
And okay. they kind of see you peeking through the window, and they kind of, you know, get surprised, and you know, you can see that Valora heads out of the office, and what are you doing here?
Oh, very very sorry. I didn't mean to disturb you, but I'm terribly nervous about my friends and your employee Mullins and Drummond. They came up here. Is it okay to talk?
I'm busy. And
I understand, but this may be a life and death here.
He kind of looks around. Are you alone?
Yes.
Okay, come in. He opens the door so you can come in.
Okay, I go in.
And you can see kind of looks like more like frightened young
sure.
Deseret. You don't know who he is at this point, but then Louis says, he's my friend, Claude. He's the son of the owner of the mine.
Oh, okay, okay. Claude, very, very pleased to meet you. I had a lovely lunch today out at your father's farm.
He kind of salutes you coldly and mm-hmm. starts smoking and turns to Louis and says, "Louis, what is it? What is going on? Who's this woman?" And then Louis says, "It's a friend of the family. If you don't mind, Claude, I'll be right back. Okay, I need to talk to her." And he kind of heads back into the office, sits on the main chair, and you can see that Louis closes the door and says, "You came in a very bad moment. So, what do you think is happening? What are you saying?"
"Well, Drummond and Mullins came up here. They were going to, they were hoping to, I don't know the details exactly, but there was a back entrance into the mine. And I think they thought it had, had some potential. Maybe there was a Nazi hangout or something in there, but, something. And they went in, they were going to go and explore it, and this was at noon or 2 o'clock, and they should have been back many, many hours ago, and I haven't seen them, and our other man has also disappeared. I'm concerned that there's been that something happened to them, either an accident or or worse, in the mines, in the back mines. I've no idea what they were, what's down the tunnels, and I will sort of explain about this. In fact, no, he has the photo with him. I'll explain about the photo of that. There's a photo of the rear entrance, and sort of try to describe it a little bit."
"Okay. Yeah." He says, "Yes, I remember. He was trying to check those tunnels. Okay. I'll go with you to. Let's go and meet with Jack and Helena. Okay."
"Oh, okay. Where are they?"
"At the farm, more
likely." "Okay. Well, that's pretty far away, but I guess we can go to the farm and then from there to the around back to the mine." "Sure."
"Well, do you want to go to the mine now? I guess we can go too. Yeah, I usually look after Jack to tell me, you know, exactly what to do, but you want to check it? I just need to get rid of Claude."
Yes, I think I would like to. I would like to see what's going on, to see if we can find any trace of them."
"Okay. Okay, give me just 1 minute. Wait here. What you're okay. doing is waiting kind of outside of the office, of the main mm-hmm. office, right? There's a desk where usually there's a secretary during the day.
Okay,
And that's kind of the main office of, you know, you can tell that's Luis Valor's office. So sure. He gets into the office, and you can hear an argument inside. And a couple of minutes after that, you can see the man that he introduced as Claude Dejuret storming out. And he gives you a kind of a cold look and doesn't say anything and leaves the office behind.
I say nothing also, but I laugh a little inside.
Okay, so you can see that Luis comes back and says, "All right, to the mine, then."
Thank you. Yes, we should bring some good lights if you have them. It's quite dark out.
Okay. So you start heading out, and you go to the mine. Where exactly do you plan to go, Thelma?
So I described to him this rear entrance. I'm hoping that that is meaningful to him and that he can take me there. So whatever that photograph place around back, as it was described to me, by Mullins, because we had a sort of a battle plan.
Powwow.
Thank you. Thank you for that PC term. So I sort of knew roughly what they were up to. So that's what I'm attempting to get him. So I'm hoping to get him to take me there.
All right. Yeah, you describe he thinks for a while, and then he starts guessing. Yeah, I think probably it's got to be on the other side of the mine. Yeah, let's go out. And you start walking outside of, you know, you leave the office, and you kind of start going around the mine. And you kind of start going up a hill,
mm-hmm.
and not far away from the outskirts, you see some lights in the distance.
Louis, is this normal? Should there be people moving around?
I don't know. I have never been on this side of the mine before.
Let's hide behind these trees here and see what they're up to. I'm very nervous. Could be Nazis, could be anybody.
Yeah, you see a group coming with a flashlight.
Okay.
And not after that in the distance, make a spell here and roll.
Can we just say I pass it? 32. That is a hard success.
Okay, that's good. You are pretty sure that that's Barnes.
Okay. So assuming what happens is what I think is happening, that as soon as the large group goes by, and then when Barnes, as Barnes.
Do you mean Mullins?
Mullins?
No, that's Barnes.
Okay.
Oh, just Barnes.
Yeah, Barnes with three more men.
Okay, and I would. Okay, but he doesn't. Okay, so he looks. Okay, so I will.
Are kind of a higher ground, and you see this from a distance. They could be some 50 meters away from you, and they are not on the main road.
Okay.
But because you were coming up the hill, you know, towards the mine, you kind of saw them. They're kind of heading towards the main road.
Okay, I will give out our secret whistle, our little owl hoot or whatever, and see if he responds. He should have two responses, one if he's a prisoner and one if he's a free man. If he's a prisoner, he'd just ignore me.
When did you work out this?
We're trained spies. We went to trade school for 3 months together before we left country.
All right. Fair. That's fair. So let me bring my team.
I can, you know, give him a coded... flashlight symbol instead, whatever.
Okay.
Some kind of...
All right. So, Matt, you... Barnes is, you know, heading towards the orchards, right?
Correct, yes.
And as soon as you start approaching the road,
mm-hmm.
You are pretty sure that you're crossing the mine road, okay?
Yes.
The road that leads to the mine. And you hear a whistle in the distance.
Like a someone signaling somebody else?
And you...
I think I'm losing Randall.
Oh, yeah, you might be, actually.
Nice. Based on your...
Sorry, Randall,
you're breaking up, Randall.
Yeah. We don't hear you at all.
But can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes. Yep. Can you hear us? Thanks. Now we lost him completely.
Okay, he'll probably come back in a little bit. There he is.
That was quick.
That's
okay,
good
can
to
you
make
hear
the
me
tension.
Now?
We can.
Okay,
you're just
good.
Doing that to make the tension higher.
Dun dun. So I heard a whistle and that was pretty much the last thing I heard from you.
Yeah. So and you know that you recognize it. It's kind of a secret code that your small group had part of the.
Okay.
So pretty much, if you respond, then you are free. But if you stay quiet, then you're a prisoner.
Okay. I'm confused.
Not that you would become free or become a prisoner, but that you would not respond if you're a prisoner, and you would respond if you are able to, and it's sort
okay.
of...
I get it. So I'll tell the other guys to stop where they are, and I will respond with the whistle.
Okay.
With the correct response.
All right. You do not see anything at this point, right?
I do not.
Right. So what are you doing, Thelma? You hear the response. They cannot
Louis,
stop.
Come on. Yeah, Louis, come on. I think that's Barnes down there. Let's go catch up with him.
Okay. You head down and you catch up with him eventually.
Oh, Barnes, have you seen Mullins or Drummond?
No. The other French partisans are here with me, though. We've got a bunch of equipment from the farm.
Oh, good to see you all. Have any of you seen Drummond or Mullins today?
No, I talked to Drummond earlier this morning, but I went into town, and that was the last I saw of him.
So they left. Drummond left this afternoon to meet up with Barnes up at the up around back, and I haven't seen hide nor hair of them since. And Louis here was just gonna take me around back to look for sign of them when we caught your lights in the distance there. Where are you headed?
So, Jacques Martin and his wife were captured or kidnapped or something. I have my suspicions
what?
About who did it.
What?
No.
Why are you saying? No. Ferran, is this true? Ferran kind of nods. You know this guy too, Barnes.
Okay.
And you know he is Helena's brother.
I'm afraid Helena is missing as well. We're not entirely sure what happened. There was some blood. There was some kind of fight in the farmhouse. There was some blood, and as we were leaving, someone started shooting at us. Ferran,
okay.
You said you saw Toulon fleeing from the scene earlier in the day?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he was hiding, you know, on the outside of the farm, and as soon as he saw us, he started running. We chased him, but then we lost sight of him. I'm very sorry, Lewis. I'm very sorry, but I think they were both taken. So you can all see that Valor is kind of shaking, of course. But he passed his sanity roll. I mean, he regains his, you know, some control, and he stays there.
Well, maybe it makes sense for us to look for them first. Maybe if they were taken and Toulon was part of it, maybe that's what happened to the others as well. I don't know.
Yes, we were going to head to Toulon's orchard and see if we could find out anything there, but that was before...
Well, let's go. I feel like I'm walking in circles.
So you've just come from the town?
Yes, I just came out from town.
All right. Well, we're close to the orchard, so let's...
Yeah.
Let's go there.
Okay.
We've got some guns here. Let's hand some of those out to the others.
All right, I will...
Thelma, how many are with you?
Just one. It's just Louis Valour.
Okay.
And I have... I won't gossip. So I have my revolver, and I think you don't have a shotgun with you, do you?
It's possible.
Make a lock roll. Body lock roll, actually, between the 60, two of you.
I'm at 64.
45.
Go for it.
No, I fail. There's no shotgun. I'm sorry. Just a bunch of Lee Enfields.
All right. I will hold on to my pistol here. But
Louis, you know how to shoot?
Yeah, I can. If you have a revolver, I can use it. I'm not very good with rifles.
All right.
That's funny.
Give him a pistol.
Okay.
All right. Let's head to the orchard.
Okay. And then we'll stop with you guys there, and we'll go with Mr. Drummond, who's been kept in the dark the whole session. So right. Yeah. So basically, that's what is happening, Drummond. They beam. Taking you and dragging you, you know, all the way down to the what seems to be a farm, and as soon as you get in there, you recognize there Albert Toulon,
okay,
and Pierre Toulon, who looks very scared.
Okay,
there are at least 10 men here, and
10 prisoners or 10.
Them
cultists.
Them evil men.
Okay. That's what I mean. Okay.
Okay. So they kind of throw you into a chair. And you can see that there's Albert. Albert Toulon is talking to another man. They look very alike. And... This man comes towards you and says, "All right, so I hear you want to disrupt the peace of our town. That's what Albert is telling me here."
Am I tied into the chair, or are my hands tied?
Well, yeah. As soon as they seat you, you know, kind of force you into the chair, they kind of tie your hands on the back of the chair.
Okay. I glare at him.
And he kind of looks at you and says, "Are we going to be friends and talk? Or are you just going to sit there quiet? And do you want me to force the words out of you?"
Well, that depends, don't it? What's your position on the Nazis?
He looks around and you can see some chuckles from the men. The Nazis. Who cares about the Nazis? I care about the peace in my town. And you come here and you want to blow the mine, I hear? You and your friends?
Nah, you've been hearing wrong.
That's not what we heard from your friend, Jack Martin.
Well, I can't speak to what your people want to do.
Trying to
talk him out of blowing the mine. That's ridiculous.
Well, at least you got some sense in you, I see. But still, you know, we were letting you play your games here. Play your games with the Nazis' games. But apparently, you're starting to get out of hand and started to think big. You were supposed to lie low, weren't you?
Think
not call any attention of the Nazis team in our town.
Look, pal, I hate to break this to you, but no one has called any attention to anyone except for you folks running around in your cute little robes there.
Little robes. You're a funny man, I give you that. What's your name again? And Albert kind of interrupts and says, "That's Rumund. That's Rumund."
I glare at him.
All right, so I guess I'm here to spoil your games. All right, we cannot allow you to do that. Okay. Was easier just to turn you into the Nazis, but. Then your friend Jack got things complicated. Messing with our own people. And that's what led us to this point, you know? You sitting in that chair.
I raise an eyebrow at him with a confused expression. Clearly, his view of recent events does not match mine.
All right. So tell me, when were you planning to blow the mine?
Well, like I told you, we were talking about blowing the mine. We're not blowing no mine.
Well, that's, as I said, not the version that I got from your friend Martin. Let's take him down, let's take him down and have a talk to Helena.
I look over at Martin, and then I look back at this dude.
No, Martin is not here,
though. Oh, he's not here? Okay.
No, he's not here. Actually, the only man that you see that you recognize is Albert Toulon and Pierre Toulon, who are there with you on the day you landed.
Well, you shouldn't believe everything you hear.
They kind of start grabbing you out, you know, they take you out from the chair and they take you down some to the basement of the house.
Of course they do.
And in the basement you see Helena. She's been beaten really bad. She's bleeding. And
did you say bitten?
Yes.
Beaten.
Okay. Beaten. Yeah, she's bleeding.
That's a whole different thing.
That's not a nice thing to do to a lady.
And she kind of looks at you and doesn't say anything. She just lets her head kind of hang in there. She's not saying anything. She looks dizzy though. She's sitting on the chair, but you can see that she, you know, she's not well at all.
Well, now that I know for certain what kind of cowardish pigs you are, here's your options, boys. Let me go and stay out of our business. Or else.
They kind of look at each other again and chuckle one more time. Or else. Yeah. Or else. That's what is going to happen to you, sir. All right. Let's take them, boys. You can see that they open kind of they move kind of a big how do you call it? Well, they have kind of a secret door in the basement.
Awesome.
And yeah,
trap
you
door?
Can see.
Is do yeah, do I have any chance of getting my hands free?
Well, you can try. It's up to you. You can give that a try.
God damn it, Drummond. Don't get yourself killed before I get there.
I'll give you...
That's never happened before.
I would like to try in whatever way the keeper deems appropriate.
Let's see how well your hands are tied. Why don't you make a lock roll?
I am lucky.
Okay.
But
so
not
it's a,
very lucky.
That's fine. You can tell that, you know, maybe you can get out of, you know, that tie they had around your hands. But it's going to take you, you know, you cannot do that right away. It's going to take you some time.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to be working on that.
All right. So as... Max said,
"Do you boys smell smoke? You got a barbecue going somewhere?" No, I don't say that.
Actually, you know, you see that they open the trapdoor that is on the basement, you know, you see some. It starts coming down, and you see two of the men start heading down. And start kind of lighting the stairs with the torches. They're using torches.
Quick question.
Go ahead.
Can I make a navigate roll to determine if I think this would be, you know, from you know the other side of the where we were, right? Because we found the room and the stones and the tunnel leading off it, and we went up the tunnel a little ways and we encountered the things. Can I either, you know, navigate or track or something to kind of picture the area in my mind? Is this like following on in that same direction, like the tunnel that we ran away from could lead here? Or
okay, make a navigate roll.
Navigation. Navigation is something I am very good at, and 0-4 is extra good. So
wow,
okay, so
awesome.
So you remember that you actually passed the other navigate roll to get a sense of where the cave kind of was, right? Yeah, based on the amount of
the big cave with the tree roots that I thought was close to the surface. And, yep,
exactly. And it is not below the farm. But it's, you know, this, it could be not far away from here.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. If only I could navigate these ropes off my hand somehow. Okay, thank you.
So, yeah, they kind of grab Helena and they push her in front of you. And you can see that, you know, she's just crying. And she keeps going down the stairs. And
can
then
you,
we're
just gonna... for my picture here.
Yes.
When you say torches, you mean flaming sticks, or are you British flashlights?
No, flaming sticks.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can tell that on the way down, this actually looks very old. You know, you start coming down, Drummond, and you can see that the torches that are lighting the stairs, you can see that, you know, the whole thing looks very, very old, like hundreds of years old.
So going, right? What is our marching order going down?
Yeah, you see the two men.
Yeah.
That were started going down.
Yeah.
You see Helena going behind them.
Oh darn.
There's another man behind her, kind of grabbing her by the neck.
Yeah.
Kind of pushing her down.
Yeah.
Then it is you. Behind this guy. And at this point there are two more guys behind you. All right? So we're going to break, okay. And we're going to go with Mr. Leo Mullins.
It's too bad that she's ahead of me.
Yeah.
That would have been so sweet.
Do I sacrifice her or not? I can't bring myself to
anyway.
Do it.
Anyway. I mean, you are Scottish, so I don't think... She could take a tumble. She'd be fine. It's not like you just want to incapacitate him, right?
Well, we'll see how long it takes me to get these ropes off. Maybe I'll come up with some better plan. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, so, Leo.
Yeah.
So, let's go back to your plan.
Yeah, so I'm going to get into the barn and start a fire.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit. Is it only for me, or... For everyone else.
For everyone.
Me as well.
Okay.
Am I
back to your little hot spot?
Better now?
Better now.
Better now?
Better now.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Better.
So, yeah, I'm going to get into the barn and start my fire.
Okay. Let's see. How sneaky are you, Mr. Mullins?
I have a 60 in sneak.
Okay, make a sneak roll.
Well, that's an 89. So, I think... Do I have luck to burn? Oh, God. Wow, that would leave me with...
Just take a bonus die.
It's night, not expecting it. Come on.
Can I push it because I'm like really intent on saving Drummond?
And then when you fail, it'll be even more exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
You can push it. Okay.
So what are the consequences if I fail? Or
we'll see.
I don't need to know.
You'll see. Randall's hoping he doesn't have to.
I failed with a 72.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can spend luck on that.
I can.
Okay, I don't think you can spend luck on push rolls.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't know if you can.
No, you cannot.
Yeah.
All right. Fail.
Oh, no.
Excellent.
So.
That's why it didn't go well.
You entered the farm. I mean the
barn.
The barn. You entered the barn, and you kind of closed the door behind you, right? And as soon as you're looking for for a place to start the fire, the door bursts open. There are four guys with shotguns. All right, pretty boy. Stay where you are.
I will do so.
Okay. They kind of shake. They start frisking you, and were you? Do you have a gun with you?
I do.
Okay. They take your gun away. All right. So this is the other one we were looking for, it seems. All right. Let's take him down. Take him down with the other guy. And they, you know, they kind of hit you on the head for 3 points of damage.
Okay.
You're kind of dizzy. You're kind of dizzy, and they kind of grab you and, you know, force your arms on your back and tie your hands and start pushing you inside the house.
Okay. I'm going to have the same question as Jim on our way down if they're taking me to the same place. What's our marching order?
Okay. Sounds good. So let's make a stop, given that you fail. And we'll go back with Thelma and Barnes. Okay. So you approach the farm of the Toulon. And you can see that the big house is kind of in front of you now. You can notice some movement from the distance. Now, how much are you going to approach it, given that if you get too close, they're going to spot you? And remember, you're in the dark. You were using a flashlight, right, on the way here.
So and, turn the flashlights off.
Okay.
Yeah.
And see who we can see. Well, or even, I mean, to start with, I'd want to see how many people are outside and see who's up and around and who's inside the building and that kind of thing.
Okay. Both of you make spell hearing rolls.
10.
34.
Extreme success.
Yeah, you can see there are a few men outside. There could be at least 4 of them. Two of them are sitting on a truck, kind of smoking.
Mm-hmm.
You can see they both have some kind of rifles. And you can see another group kind of coming from a barn and pushing another man. And from distance, you can easily tell that is Mullins.
So this doesn't look good. I see guys with guns. Mullins, they've got Mullins there. That's him right there. Oh.
Randall, where are they taking him? Which direction are they pushing him? Towards the truck?
No, inside the house. Inside the main house.
And they're coming from the barn?
The barn, yes.
So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us right now?
Yes, and there are at least 7 of them.
All right. So they've obviously got Mullins. That probably means they've got Drummond as well. And it probably means they have everybody else.
Martine and
Jacques
his
and Elena.
Wife.
Yeah. So I think we better go and get them. Do we want to... Hey, you have a whole bunch of explosives with you, don't you?
This is true.
Seems like we could make a good distraction pretty quickly. Set something off out here near the edge of the farm and then take out the few people that come to investigate it and see if we can keep that up for a little while.
If we could toss something under that truck, we could blow the truck up and those guys with it.
That seems like a good plan, if you think you can throw that far.
Randall, how far is the truck? And is there any... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you're at least 50 meters away from the main house. You know,
is there Is there any way, like any obstacles or anything that could use as cover to get closer to the truck?
Yeah, you can get up to, let's say, some 15 meters away from the truck. You know,
play rugby?
Sneak him in the bushes surrounding the house.
Okay.
Did you play rugby, kid? I think you've got this.
All right. Well, I'm gonna try it. Is there, Randall? Are amongst the equipment, supplies, explosives? Is there something that could be quickly armed and thrown, like a grenade, or would it have to be something that, you know, is set up with detonation wires or something?
Okay, make a party lock roll plus 10.
So I'm at 45, so I guess it's me again.
Yep.
An 09.
Nice. We've got good stuff.
Yeah, you got grenades with you.
Okay.
That was part of the package that you actually delivered to the... You were going to deliver to the rebels.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to take several grenades with me and...
I'll take a few. That'd be awesome.
So we will sneak... I will sneak alongside the house from cover to cover until I can get close. Okay.
Yeah, we'll stay out here, and if something goes wrong, I'll be ready to throw towards people.
Make an idea roll, both of you.
Okay.
27, yes. It's about half.
Pass.
Okay. As you start looking for the grenades and all that and start looking around to kind of execute your plan, you kind of remember that the two of you are the only ones, as far as you know, with real military experience.
I will start explaining the grenade protocol in terms of whatever, you know, shut your eyes, cover your ears until after the big boom. Just keep yourself calm, keep yourself out of sight, and then get ready to shoot whoever comes out of the big house after the explosion.
Hey, wait a second.
Thelma, are you going to stay with them, or are you going to come with me?
I think I should stay with them, because that way if they hear you and start to break towards you, I can throw a grenade behind
the other direction.
Hold them away from you, exactly.
Yep. Okay.
That's my plan. So I have a grenade ready to go. And okay. Don't shoot Drummond. He's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's make a quick stop. And then
bad either.
Drummond, you start going down the stairs. As I said, they look really old. Like, they have been there, like, forever.
Yep.
Now, the only thing that you do notice is that, you know, as you start going down, they start kind of turning the torches on the sides of the tunnel on the way down. You can see that this is, this looks like they come here very often.
Okay.
You don't see any, the place looks like, as you start going down, yeah, it looks like they come here often. It doesn't look like, even though it looks old, they kind of know the way. You can see that the torches they're lighting, they have been placed there recently and kept in a good condition. That's what I want to transmit to you, right?
Okay.
That feeling.
Yep, understood. How wide is this staircase?
Is wide enough for you to walk with someone else by your side.
Okay, wide enough for two. And
exactly.
Darn it. I was hoping it was narrower. Okay. I'll just keep worrying at the ropes holding my hands, trying to get my hands free.
Okay. Make a lock roll.
easy.
Okay. Yeah, you are getting closer to getting, you know, yourself free from the ropes. You keep going down in dark, and you keep going down for about 2 more minutes, right? And you kind of reach a point where the stairs end, and the kind of tunnel continues. Okay. And they just keep doing this. Like, they keep coming into the tunnel, turning on the torches, and they keep moving.
Okay.
So now,
sorry, there's two guys behind me. Is that right?
Well, there were two guys behind you when you started going down.
Yeah.
Now you can tell there's at least 4 of them.
Oh.
Okay.
We picked up now, some more. Darn it.
And one of them is the guy that was kind of interrogating you.
Sure.
You know, you kind of look back, and, you know, the place is, you can see that Albert Long is also coming down.
Sorry,
now,
is he a prisoner, or is he with the cultists?
Oh, no, he's with men that you call cultists.
Yep.
All right, so in the now a few meters away from you, Mullins, you're pushed into the house, right? You're pushed into the house, and you're taken to this room where you see starts on you know, you're taken down to the
basement.
Yes. Okay. And you can see a trap door. It is open. There are a couple of guys there waiting. You recognize some of the faces, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember the guys at the mine?
I knew you were going to fucking say that. Those bastards. Those bastards.
All right. And this is a good moment to stop the session for today.
Oh,
great.
Good in what sense?
Yeah. I think we have different definitions of
it. Oh, bloody hell. So our next is in 2 weeks.
Huh? Isn't that just like an Aussie to get him captured?
Hey, no. I couldn't say anything to that effect.
All right. So the next session is on the 9th.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, guys. Randall, how many more sessions do you think we have on this?
Well, I was thinking this was the last one, so I don't think that's going to extend. And then we're going to have, you know, at the end, maybe have a quick discussion about the setting and all, because I want to explain a few things to you and to the listeners as well about the setting. And
cool.
Point out where we screwed up and
yeah, what not to do. Oh wait, that's
how badly we pooched this. Okay, cool. I look forward to that.
Well, we'll see if that's going to spawn on our scenario eventually.
A diagnosis.
Awesome.
All right, guys.
Thanks, cool. Randall.
Cool.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Take care, guys.
See you on Sunday. Bye.
Later, dudes.
Bye.